the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Everybody, welcome along to the Specials Podcast. My name's Lee Phelps. No Dave Candler this week. Reality Rob's back.
I'm back
in the house.
I'm back. What do you mean Dave was here?
Yeah, came in, filled your shoes.
Filled my shoes.
Yes.
As if he's worthy enough.
He didn't
enough
do any dancing on ice.
Didn't he? What? Yeah. What sort of?
We mainly did the voice.
So let's get this right. I'm not here, so you've only done half the job.
Kind of. Yeah. Well, no, I did Dance on Ice, but in truth, Rob, there weren't that many prices out.
Disappointing, isn't it?
There weren't that many prices, so we couldn't talk about it other than I just
said... Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. When you've the best in the industry is back, so don't worry.
We'll do some Dance on Ice now, though, because obviously we're getting to the crunch time of the season. The Voice as well, of course. And we've also got a little bit of hat colour to talk about as well.
Hat colour, yeah. I've been really busy with hats this week. So
First of all, how was Canada?
It was absolutely fantastic. It was... A bit chilly. Started off minus 12, got down to the delights of about minus 25 about lunchtime on Friday.
Cold.
So, yeah, it was a bit nippy. I was quite glad. The £100 I'd spent buying boots and hats and gloves were probably the best £100 I've ever spent. So.
There's no Canadian weather specials, I notice.
No, it's cold. There's your Canadian weather special.
Thank you for that.
A bit chilly.
Let's have a look at Dancing on Ice first then, shall we? The final, Rob.
The final.
All of a sudden we're here. Ray Quinn, bottom two last week.
Bottom two, yeah.
Sam went. That means Ray Quinn is still there. 2-7 favourite. 4-1 Hayley Temerden. 8-1 Beth Tweddle. So the Beth Hayley match bet still on the go. Ray's had been favourite from day one, and he's got progressively shorter until now.
Until now.
We don't like odds on favourites in finals.
We certainly don't like odds on favourites in finals.
I've been behind Beth Tweddle from day one.
Lucky you.
I think this is probably one of the first times she's been shorter than the price I actually backed her at, which was 9-1. What do you reckon, Rob?
I think Beth wins it myself, but... I'm probably in the minority. I think she's won the public vote the last 2-3 weeks, to be quite honest. The fact that she's not been bottom two, has she? So she's obviously picking up. She's not winning the judges' vote, but she's always there. She's avoiding the skate-off, which is the most important thing for Beth. So, I think there is a shock. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if either of the girls win, to be quite honest.
Really?
I think Ray is the standout act, but
I mean his average score over the series 37.8 compared to Hayley and Daniel, who are second at 35.1. Interesting thing is that Sam and Vicky have actually overtaken Beth and Lucas in the averages.
Yeah,
so Beth is the worst of the celebrities. The worst of the celebrity,
but I think she is winning. That more strengthens the fact that I think she's won this public vote. But I just trying to get it all in together. Ray, if it was a proper contest, it would be over because Ray and Maria are by far better. So if you're looking at a shot, you are looking at one of the girls, but which one? That's the one. Hayley, Beth does look good value at 8-1. We've laid quite a bit of Hayley this week.
You'd rather back that than the top female, Beth at 11-8, Hayley Tamman at 8-15, because in terms of value, you'd rather have the 8-1, I suppose, than the 11-8.
I think in
a strange way, you don't mind losing an 8-1 shot as much as you mind losing an 11-8 shot. Does that make sense?
I think you'd want to be on Beth that way. I think I'd rather be on the 8-1, definitely.
Rob's also priced up gender of winner. This is interesting. If you're saying you think either could win, 5-2 for a female winner.
It's 5-2 for a female. Well, but it is the opposite price of Ray, isn't it? But 5-2. Probably got legs. I suppose in a final when you've led the favourite, you're just trying to look for an excuse to find other things. It was good that he was in the bottom two last week. We're looking at, I think it was 1-14 beforehand, but
the proper opposite would be 7-2, wouldn't it, if you were really being fair about it?
Yeah, if you were a charity. I don't
a bookmaker's opposite is 5-2 is what you're saying.
A bookmaker's opposite, yeah, because that's that's how bookmakers work. Like, you price up every mat, everything you do.
I'm just saying.
2-7, 7-2.
I know how it works.
We
I'm
ain't
just saying,
gonna make any
it's
money.
It's not the
we?
Opposite of it, is it?
We want to make money.
I know. All I'm saying is, factually speaking, it's not the opposite.
When
of
you're
it.
Sitting in your 4-bedroom semi-detached house at night, just remember it's because of me.
Detached. all I was saying was it's not the opposite.
It's not the complete opposite, no, but that's the opposite we have.
Yeah, that is the opposite price to 2-7 that we have. You could at least go 3-1, for instance, and still make money.
I refer you to the charity comment I made some moments ago.
That's what I'd be backing, I think, mate. If I had a bet right now, if I wanted to take Ray Quinn on, I'd be backing that.
Yeah, I think the people who have backed Ray at 14 in the last couple of weeks might have a walk around the garden come Sunday.
Or anyone who backed him at the outset when he was 2-1.
Well, no, he was odds against. I think he's good value.
So then you've got a bet there that you can, where you can make a bit of money.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of the situation is that when you get to a final like this, if you are that short, then you are going to lay off. So I think the market will be leaning more towards the two goals. We've hardly seen any money for Ray this week, even at 2-7, which is, if not top price in the marketplace, it is. It's very close to being it.
Very good. The Voice continues on Saturday. It's the battles rounds. Last week was good, if a little underwhelming.
It wasn't good then?
Well, no, it was good, if a little underwhelming. It was good without being wow. As we said last week, it's kind of loaded towards this round of battles because a lot of the favourites are in this section. Some of the standout performers last week for me, Christina Marie, who's now gone 8-1, thought she was very good. She had the voice. She featured very late in the show as well. Lee Glasson probably didn't perform as well as I'd have liked him to. I think Dave Kellner was pretty keen on Lee Glasson last week, Rob, saying that he thought that we were very confident he'd get through, and then we thought the price would come in a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it was 10-1 last week, actually. He's the guy who did the original cover of Kylie's song, and he's quite different.
He was the first one on the first audition, right. Wasn't he, as well? Yeah.
So, I mean, there weren't that many others. I mean, Anna McLuckie got through, 14-1. Sally Barker was the slightly older woman. Great voice. She got through. I'm not sure she's got it all to go all the way. This weekend, the battles put these contestants together, and there's some intriguing ones here. First up, Amelia O'Connell. She's the one I've backed. Is up against the favourite in the market, Rachel O'Connor.
So it's, who I've backed.
It's do or die in that one. Really, I mean, that's a great battle. Miles Evans versus Max Murphy for Ricky Wilson. The other favourite, Sophie Mae Williams, up against Cherry Prince for Will I Am. Cherry Prince was the very last act featured on the blind auditions, the jazz singer. That's a buy, in my opinion, for Sophie Mae Williams. Laverne Scott Roberts, she was the mum who kind of returned to singing against Georgia Harrop. Did you say Georgia Harrop was
Georgia
Adele's
Harrop
cousin?
Is Adele's cousin.
I think Laverne Scott Roberts goes through there. I think Tom Jones loves the voice, and I think she's got a better voice. Jade Majine Peters up against Gemini, the sister duo. I don't think they should have duos anymore.
Well, I think the
duo. It's got to be single singers.
I think when it gets to the battle rounds, I don't actually think it helps being a duo.
No,
I think
neither.
It really sort of detracts from the act. I think one act vocally can normally outperform the two, and I can't see any other winner than a Jade victory in that one.
No, I can't either. For Will I Am, Aisha Horton, very, very good. She was a really young girl who wowed everyone against Femi Santiago, who's also very good. Did a Stevie Wonder number. That's probably one of the last battles we'll see, because that'll be decent, that one.
Yeah, I think they'll leave
that one.
Who wins
that one?
I'll leave that one quite late on, won't they? I think Aisha's probably gets enough.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Next up, Joe Keegan versus Jamie Johnson.
No real view, I'll be honest with you.
I can't remember either then, Rob. That's weird, that, isn't it? There's some acts who stand out, but maybe ones to watch, though. Alicia Paul Moses versus Gary Paul.
Again.
Same applies, really. Then Chris Royal versus Jamie Lovett for Ricky. Same applies, really, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, none of these are near the bottom of the betting. James Byron versus Kiki DeVille. She was obviously a burlesque singer, wasn't she? A lot of character, big voice as well. And Vicky Jones versus Melissa Gill also. And finally, Ricky Wilson's partnered Jazz Bates Chambers against Lucy Marie Clozier. Now, this is quite an interesting one. Do you remember these two?
This is the two. We were going on about double-barreled names going well here, yes, weren't we? So they've managed to get as many together as...
They've doubled up the double-barreled names. But Lucy Marie Clozier, I thought she was pretty good, actually. She's a bit like, what's her face from last year, isn't she?
The voice. Leah McFall.
Yeah, no, it was nowhere near as good, admittedly, but she's got that kind of...
Yeah, a bit of quirkiness.
Voice. I really liked her, though, first time round.
What price is she, then, to win?
Lucy Marie... What's her name again?
Lucy Marie Clozier
is 20 to 1 up against Jazz Bates Chambers, who's 25 to 1. I think that... The reason I like that battle is because I think whoever comes out of that... May half in price,
Rob. Definitely. I think it's one where you're looking...
Maybe not half, but, you know, maybe it's 12 to 14 to 1, it could be.
No, but I think by the time you get to the final, you're not going to have many people above 25 to 1, are you, going into
standpoint, I mean, it's very difficult still, because we don't know who's... So I would have a little bet on her at 20 to 1.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think she's going to win it, that's the problem. I think it might be a bet to get someone in the final. I think she'll get to the final.
Yeah.
Personally. But
20 to 1, then lay off at... 3 to 1, 4 to 1 or shorter, hopefully.
Maybe so. We have also got some royal betting this week, Rob, which I always like a bit of royal betting, personally. It's good fun. This is what colour hat will the Duchess of Cornwall wear at Cheltenham Ladies Day? Now, I've done some extensive research into this, you'll be pleased to know. I've Google imaged Duchess of Cornwall hat, and I'll just list the colours here, okay? Cream. This is not in order of anything. It's just what comes up on Google Images. Cream, lilac.
That's purple. That's not bloody lilac.
I like purple. Creamy ivory, white, creamy ivory, black. She'll never wear that again, by the way.
What's that?
Dark blue, black. Then a kind of white and black, cream ivory, white, grey. That's not a hat. White, creamy ivory, creamy ivory, cream, cream pink. Cream. She likes a cream hat. That's what I'm trying to say, Rob.
I've got one issue.
3 to 1.
I've got one issue with your research.
Go on.
Right? You like this. Go back to the pictures, right? There's about 30 pictures there. 24, 25 of them are all from the same event.
Why did you have to ruin it?
Because that's
how
I felt.
Same, which our ones are from the same event then?
You are putting our listeners away. That's from Royal Ascot last year.
That one there and
they're
that one
all
there
from the same.
They're not.
Three out of the top four.
No, they're not. That is and that is.
That's the same.
Yeah.
That's the same.
No, that's not the same. That's definitely not the same. She ain't got the same outfit on, you.
That's the
nutter.
Same.
No, it isn't.
That's the same as that.
She hasn't got the same outfit on.
Same hat.
No, it's not. It's just a different hat, the same colour. Look at the outfits.
Oh,
I know what you mean. There are a couple of references.
So you're stitching the punters up for here.
No, but come on. It looks like she loves a cream hat, a white cream hat, doesn't she?
Yeah, well, that's fine. She does like a white cream hat.
3 to 1. It's a nice price, that, Rob. I like it. 3 to 1. Bang.
Probably,
I'm having it.
Probably not as much as you were going to say.
I'm having a bet on that at 3 to 1. I'm not logged in.
Why
are
you logged in?
I've got £1,000 in my
Lee
account.
Lee Phelps, I'm going to log you in here.
You don't know my... high security password. 3 to 1 anyway.
I will. It'll be one of your children's names
like
and the age.
It's not.
That's what everybody's password is.
It's not. It's Rob Dixion 001. That'll do us, Rob. We're just waffling now.
Yeah,
but anymore?
Yes, Eurovision. Need to mention Eurovision.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's go for it. There's a lot of chat about this. And the UK have named their song.
We've named our song and we've named our entrant. And do you know what? Molly Smitten Downs is her name. She's 26.
Do you reckon she's really called Smitten?
I don't know. She's 26 years old. And do you know what? I'm smitten with her song. Children of the Universe, it's called. And I quite like it.
Yeah.
I think from the years of sending Engelbert Humperdinck and Bonnie Tyler to do nothing, then I think we've maybe a change in tack.
There's some UK specials. Top 5 finish, no, 2 to 5. Top 5 finish, yes, 7 to 4.
Yep.
Finish last 16 to 1 to score, nil point.
33. We are 10 to 1. I'd like to say that the we're second favourite to win, but we're not, because there's quite a few countries that haven't announced their entrance yet. If you want to bet on the Norwegian or the Danish national finals, which are the Danish ones this week, the Norwegian ones next week.
Yeah, then, the Melody Grand Prix is the Norwegian one, yep, isn't it? And the Melody Grand Prix for Denmark as
yes,
well.
Both the same.
Nick the name, basically.
There is a very good website if you want some tidbits and some song previews. It's esctips.com, I've been told to say. That's fine, it. That's all I'm plugging today.
And hopefully we might get Gav on the podcast.
Apparently, yes, we're in the process of asking him.
Negotiating a fee.
There's
no fee.
Once we've negotiated.
Gav, if you're listening, there's no fee.
Once we've negotiated my fee for
the negotiation
here,
is done.
Yeah.
We'll plug your website.
Yeah, esctips.com. I will put it on Twitter after the show as well.
And in all seriousness, they take it seriously.
Can I tell you, it's a fantastic website. It's got full previews written. It's got the full song, and it's got a forum as well for you to air your views as well.
What's not to like?
What is not to like?
Sport Relief, Savage v Shearer. This is happening next week. It's the battle of the backsides where Robbie Savage, our very own, and Alan Shearer going head-to-head. Who can sit on 45,000 Wembley seats quickest is the question. 1-4, Robbie. 11-4, Alan. All I'm saying is, take the value.
Will Robbie be able to do two because he's got a bigger bum?
No, I think Shearer's got a bigger bum and bigger thighs.
Have you checked this out?
I'm
sure you've checked Robbie's thighs out and bum many times, but I wonder how close you've got to Newcastle's finest striker.
Not that close, okay, if I can be honest. Let's finish with who killed Tina McIntyre. Have you seen money for the Fav?
We've seen money for the Fav, which is now Rob Donovan. He wasn't the Fav when we priced it up at 6-1.
Who was the Fav originally?
Peter Barlow was the favourite at 2-5. But Rob Donovan, Carla's brother, Peter's brother-in-law, had a small dalliance with Tina around sort of Christmas time.
Right.
There you go. What are you doing now?
Well, I'm taking a picture of that because one of the guys who works on InPlay Radio is called Simon Barlow.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be quite amusing just to tweet him a picture of that.
There you go.
Are we done then, do you think?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you back, Rob.
It's glad to be back.
All the listeners have missed you.
Do you know what? I've missed it. They don't have a sort of Canadian version of the Specials podcast over
really?
There. So if we ever need to stretch out and branch into foreign shores, Canada might be our first point of call.
Are they ready for us?
Cold. You wouldn't believe how cold
it is.
Well,
we could do it from here, couldn't we?
Yeah. Your gelled hair will ice up.
Ice up?
Ice up. Plenty. Yeah. You wouldn't need gel.
I'm liking this. Thanks, Rob.
Pleasure.
We'll be back next week for more of the same. In the meantime, you can follow Rob on Twitter @reality_Rob. I'm @LeePhelps. And if you're having a bet on any of the specials markets this weekend, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.